everyone. Welcome back to the Dare to Believe podcast. My name is Brittany Wagner, and I'm here with Pastor Christy Grainer.
Hi, Brittany. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. We're here today with another dream that's been sent in to us for interpretation. And in case you're wondering how we're getting these dreams, you can actually submit your dream through www.dtbmn.org/dreams. And on that page, you'll find a button that you can click to submit your dream interpretation request. So this is a dream that we had submitted through our website, and we're excited to be here to interpret it for you all today. Mm-hmm. Dreams are fun.
Yeah, right. And so when these dreams come in, we often take them and interpret them and send them back to the dreamer, but we also like to take them and interpret them in front of you so you can watch how we got to the conclusion that we got to. So this dream is one that came in just this summer. We're recording this in August of 2023, so this one came in this summer.
Yes. Yeah. And it looks like the date of the dream was July 12th, and the title of the dream is The Closet and the Lizard.
So titles are really important, because what happens is when you're dreaming, your spirit and your soul and your body are all having a conversation with God. You're feeling things, you're sensing things, you're feeling your emotions, and you're having an experience. All of that's going on, and mainly your spirit's very awake, but your soul's awake as well, and your body is sleeping. But when you take all this information in, there's a lot to it. And sometimes people get really stuck in the details of dreams, and details are helpful to kind of tweak a little bit at the end of an interpretation, but we generally want to get the bigger picture and the higher picture from the dreamer. And so what we ask them to do is give us a title. If this dream were a movie or a book or a play, what would the title of this dream or this play be? What would the title of this movie be? And people then tend to be able to quickly distill down the things that really impacted them while they were dreaming. And it helps them. And so this is why the titles are important. And so what's the title of this dream?
The title is The Closet and the Lizard. And you can tell then what kind of stuck out, like you had mentioned, Christy, to the dreamer as a part of the dream. So that's why it's fun that we get to read off the titles first, because then you go, oh, well, we're going to get to dive into these things as we hear what the dream was and what the Lord is saying. So it's pretty fun.
And that's a strange one, a closet and a lizard. You're like, okay, this is going to be a good dream. And typical things don't show up in dreams often.
Right. Yeah. Dream language is very different than the natural language.
Yeah. So how about if you read us the dream, Brittany?
I would love to. So this person says, I was in the backyard of my house in a neighborhood with other houses around it. My close friends, they were male and female, were with me in the backyard, and the male was setting up a bomb to destroy the house. This person was trying to help with the placement of the bomb and was hoping it wouldn't affect the neighboring homes. They decided to take a quick trip through the house to see if they had everything that they wanted out. Their friend came along with them, and the part of the house that they needed access to was blocked off, but there was another doorway. A sheet of wood filled the doorway except for about 6 inches at the bottom. They didn't want to try and fit underneath, but they managed to squeeze their body through. They didn't think their head would fit, but suddenly they were in the room on the other side, which appeared to be their own bedroom. There was a bed and a closet that had men's clothes in it. They came across a pile of books, which contained two of this person's old Bibles. They couldn't leave them behind. The old King James, which was this person's first Bible after getting saved, had all the old scripture songs highlighted, and they took a few items and their Bible and pushed them through the gap under the door and took a final glance around the room. By this time, their friend had joined them in the room. As they glanced around the room, they noticed the walls of the closet, which had been neat and clean, were now covered in mold and mildew. As they were looking, they heard a slurp and then a thud, and there on the floor of the closet was a lizard, about 12 to 14 inches long, laying on its back, covered in slime. They were curious, but a little grossed out, and they called to their friend to come look, and then just wanted to get out of there. Mm-hmm. Such an interesting dream.
It is an interesting dream. And so what we will also ask you if you submit a dream is tell us any emotions you were feeling while you were dreaming. Tell us any colors you saw or any light that was going on, any things like that.
Yeah, things that really stuck out as a part of the dream. They can be fun, helpful tools for us as a part of the interpretation.
Right. So and then this dreamer also had some information that wasn't part of the dream, but it was information she thought would be helpful to us as we interpreted the dream. So you want to go through that?
Yeah. They said that the house in the neighborhood was actually their home in the dream, but actually not familiar to them in real life. And so they remember being slightly concerned about the timing of the bomb, but there wasn't a great sense of urgency. The two friends that were in the dream are greatly respected, and this person looks up to them, and they've known them for a long time, 40 plus years, since they were first saved. One of the individuals, the male, had been in other dreams, and they believe that this person may represent the Lord. This is someone who's going into some interpretation for themselves. Mm-hmm. And then also stated that their husband is not a believer. And they also stated that the colors in the dream were normal. The bedroom was bright, but not overly. It was more like a sunlit room, and the bed had a white bedspread. The shirts in the closet were also all white.
Yeah, so that's all helpful information. And the fact that this individual has showed up in the dreamer's dreams more than once and she discerns that that person represents the Lord, the Lord tends to give a language that where he does use the same people or the same elements or the same themes in dreams to talk to us about similar topics. So in understanding the color, whether it's dark or whether it's light or whether it's muted tones is helpful. And the fact that it was normal colors tells us that it probably is just a dream where the Lord's talking to her about some things. And so dreams aren't logical and they're metaphorical. So if this were like a person telling me in life that they were thinking about blowing up their house with their neighbor, I would be pretty concerned, right? I'd be calling the authorities. This is a bad deal. But in a dream, what the Lord is talking to them about, and if the individual that's helping plant the bombs has represented the Lord before in dreams, God's doing something in this person's life. And so it is not her house in real life, but in the dream, it is her house, and it's in a neighborhood. And so what the Lord is saying is, I'm going to help you blow up some stuff in your life. Your life's going to kind of blow up, and it doesn't seem to be in a bad way. Now, when things happen, they can be good and bad disruptions. This seems like the Lord is bringing a good disruption in her life. She's a little nervous about it, but there is a good disruption coming, and the Lord is helping it to happen, and he's part of it. Mm-hmm. And so in this dream, then she has to get into her bedroom and the room where she wants some things. And it's interesting what she finds when she gets in there. First of all, she doesn't think she can go back and get what she needs. But the Lord's telling her, yeah, you can go back into your past because the Lord will work all things for good mm-hmm. for those who are called according to his purpose. He tells us that. So you can go back into your past and bring what is good forward with you into your future. Mm-hmm. And so he's maybe blowing up her life in a metaphorical way. But she can still go in and get what she needs and what's good for her, which is her Bible, which is all marked up, King James Version and another Bible. And a few other things. What else did she get? Her Bible, old scriptures, songs are highlighted, a few items and my Bibles. And then she pushed them through. So they came through. And then as she's going to scan again through her life, in her bedroom and take a look at what she needs, all of a sudden her neighbor's there. So how does that neighbor get in there? It's the Lord just shows up. So as she's taking another scan through her past with the Lord's help. And so this is why we encourage people to get, you can do this without other people with you, but I encourage you to bring faithful, God-fearing, Bible-understanding, gifted people with you in prayer to look back if you're going through a season like this, to see what you want to bring forward into your future. You want to leave the garbage behind, but bring only what God has for you to bring into your future, to have your future be restored and your future be transformed. And so she is on her own, knowing she needs the Word of God. She needs a few things. But when the Lord is there with her, he's helping her to see her past more accurately. And it means there's a little bit of slimy, moldy stuff there. Oh, and the other thing that she looked at in her closet, which she knew about, is men's clothing. Now, why, if she's a, if she's married to a man, why are there men's clothing? It may be her husband's clothing, but it also may be something about her identity that maybe in her past she didn't see herself the way she truly was. And that may be what the Lord's speaking to. And I don't know. It'd be nice to have the dreamer here to have a discussion with, but there's something about that that you'd want to press in a little deeper with the Lord about. So anyway, she's bringing these things forward. She knows about them, pushing them out through the crack in the door. And then her neighbor's there with her. They look and they see the slimy, moldy stuff. So obviously there's things that aren't good, that are decay and destruction and just not good, slimy, wet, dark. And there is a chameleon. Now, isn't that interesting? What a chameleon changes color with whatever it is with. So there's something in her past where she changed who she was, adapted it to be who she thought she should be instead of being who she truly was. So that's what the Lord's addressing. And a chameleon also represents something with a long tail and a far reach, which means the long tail is probably gossip and slander in a far reach that she has been affected by or participated in gossip and slander in the past. And that needs to stay in the house that gets bombed. That mm-hmm. needs to stay in the past. And that's the end of the dream. So as she's heading forward, she knows some things she needs to take, and the Lord wants to see her past for what it was. But the main gist of this is the Lord is taking her forward in life by destroying all the negativity from her past that would be harmful to her, and in moving it forward with just what she needs from her past and understanding of her past. And one more thing, as she's setting the bombs along with her friends to blow up this house, she is a little bit concerned about how it's going to affect her neighbors. So there is a concern, and the Lord understands that concern for her, that I'm concerned about how this is going to affect people around me when my life blows up and everything changes. She's a little concerned about how it's, but then the Lord just, he doesn't give her an answer to that. He doesn't tell her how it's going to work out. He just wants her to know, I understand that this is uncomfortable and you're concerned about those around you, but this is what we're going to do. We're going to just blow things up and change it.
Yeah, and I think a couple of really great takeaways of what Christian mentioned earlier is just the importance of community. You know, we're not meant to do life alone. And in this a season like where you feel like your life is blowing up, community is going to be such a key component to that. And so the dream shows that there are going to be people, you know, along with her. To help her through that difficult time. And as Christy had mentioned, the importance of documenting your dreams because of the dream language. And so we maybe would not have known that one of the individuals represents, you know, the Lord as a part of her dreams and has in the past, but that's her dream language, and her sharing that information was super helpful. But that also speaks to the importance of writing down your dreams, because that's how you're able to then discern certain symbols that are representative of the Lord, or just different things that are specific to your own dream language.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the fact that this was light and she didn't, there was a lot of light in the dream, tells us that, you know, it wasn't bad. It's not a lie. It's not what the enemy's trying to do. Because were this a dream where there was a bomb being planted in her house and it was dark and gray, it would be a warning from the Lord that the enemy wants to do this to you. Or if she was having anxious feelings about the bomb, or feeling like something was happening to her she didn't want to have happen. But she's comfortable with this mm-hmm. whole thing. She seems to be peaceful about it all. And so that tells us a lot as well.
Yeah, there's concern but not fear. And so concern is normal. You know, when you feel like there's something, your life's being blown up a little bit, concern is going to be a normal, mm-hmm. you know, emotion, but there's not fear. And fear is a big component to let you know the context of a dream.
Right. And so we bless this dreamer mm-hmm. to have the breakthrough that's needed and to move forward with a beautiful new future with the Lord.
Yeah, and to be in a safe and secure community that's going to help her through the process.
Amen. That is so important. Yeah. None of this we do alone. We need others. And so if you do have a dream, we'd love to have you send it to us for interpretation. You want to tell them how they do that?
Yes. www.dtbmn.org/dreams. And there's a button on that page that you can click for submitting your dream interpretation request.
And if you are interested in learning to interpret dreams on your own, we do hold some classes here. We do some events where you can come and have a dream interpreted periodically. We do them about once a quarter. It really depends on what else is going on, but we do them about once a quarter, but you would need to get our newsletter. So please subscribe to our newsletter. It's in the bottom of our webpage, and you'll get information about any dream interpretation events that we have going on. But also we have a video class that will teach you the basics of interpreting dreams. And we invite you to, we'll put the information on this podcast, and we invite you to sign up for that class.
Yeah, that online course can be found at that same website that I had mentioned earlier. So feel free to check that out as well.
All right. Thanks for joining us. This is Christy Grainer and Brittany Wagner with Dare to Believe Ministries.